The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, the NBA is taking a hardline stance on COVID vaccine for its players. Joining us right now to tell us more about what they're telling their players, ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky. Good morning, Aaron.
Paul, good morning. The NBA does not have a vaccine mandate. That would have to be collectively bargained with the players' union, and they're not there yet. But what they're telling players is if they're unvaccinated and therefore can't play in certain arenas because of it, well, then they're not going to get paid for those games. And this applies to the Knicks, the Nets, and the Golden State Warriors, who play in cities, New York and San Francisco, who have indoor gathering vaccination requirements. And we know that Kyrie Irving, the Nets star, had to miss media day on Monday because entry into the Barclays Center in Brooklyn requires proof of vaccination, and Irving is not vaccinated.
Certainly a little bit awkward, but also this is going to cost these players some money, isn't it?
It is, and in a case like Irving, maybe it doesn't matter to him, but other players, perhaps the financial incentive is enough. We'll see. There are only a few dozen NBA players at this point that are not vaccinated. The league said 90% of its 450 active players are in fact vaccinated. The Knicks say their whole team is vaccinated, players and all personnel. So this really does only seem to apply to the Nets and to the Golden State Warriors, but players that aren't allowed to play in their home arena, would miss half the season. And now the NBA is saying they won't get paid for that half.
You mentioned, Aaron, that a mandate would have to be negotiated with the players' union. Has the union said anything about this notion of players not being paid if they can't play in a venue?
I haven't heard any specific reaction from the union. They might have said something. I don't know. But the league's not going to budge there. Look, these mandates have had a way. This isn't a mandate, but still, these kinds of approaches have had an effect of getting more people vaccinated. Health worker mandates, for example, nurses by and large are stepping up to get vaccinated. So here the NBA players have a decision to make. We didn't hear from Kyrie Irving directly. He says it's a private matter. He does not want to discuss his vaccination status, but the mayor of New York made a public pitch for him to get vaccinated so he can play. He says he wants to see a championship in Brooklyn.
Very interesting. And if you think about the beginning of this pandemic back in March of last year, I think the first of the major sports to go in lockdown mode was the NBA.
Yeah, and they had to play in a bubble last year. And, that's certainly going to be different this year. But in certain cities, in New York and San Francisco, you can't play if you're not vaccinated. You can't even get into the arena if you're not vaccinated. So, that does pose a particular challenge for certain select players.
And when you talk about a player not being paid because he misses a game, that's a lot of money. That's like, I think in the case of Irving, maybe $400,000 for one game that he'd be missing.
I mean, and then multiply that by the 44 games he would miss.
Yeah.
The Nets home games, the games at Madison Square Garden, and then the games at the Chase Center in San Francisco. There's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Absolutely. Aaron, appreciate the update. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.